If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy it is to greet you again today in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here at Worth Baptist Church, we're experiencing the greatest summer in our history. Summertime is revival time, and the spirit of revival prevails in every area of the church's ministry. For example, the Lord gave us a wonderful day last Sunday. Some 659 people answered the roll call to study God's Word together in the Sunday school hour. The Lord saved souls and added to the church, and we are praising God for the tremendous spirit of revival that prevails here at Worth Baptist Church. We would like to give to you and your family a cordial invitation to come and visit with us today at Worth Baptist Church in our Sunday school hour at 10 o'clock, where the Bible alone is the textbook. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. We believe the Bible has the answer to the perplexing problems that face us, not only as individuals in these difficult days, but as a nation and as a people. We believe God has spoken through His Word, and we believe God is giving to us as Christians, as born-again believers during these days, the sense of direction that the days in which we live demand. These are crucial days in America. As you know, as we come closer to election time and the decisions that face Americans, we need the leadership of the Holy Spirit. The answer is not found in Washington, in either of the political parties. The answer is found in an old-fashioned revival. We are praying that God will continue to bring revival to America during the days of the summer and the fall of 1976. Our revival time text is 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, then will I forgive their sin, then will I heal their land. This is God's promise. If we as believers will seek God's face, that is, if we'll search out God's will for our lives and for our families and our homes and our churches and our businesses, for our nation, for our government. If we do this, God has promised to hear from heaven, to answer our prayer, to forgive our sins, and to heal our land. We're trusting God to do that as we continue to pray for revival during these days. We invite you to join with us, memorizing this revival time text and quoting it every day and praying that God would revive America. America is at the crossroads. We're facing difficult times, and we're facing weighty decisions, and we need the Spirit of God. We need God's guidance and God's direction and God's leadership in these days, and we believe we can have it as we seek it through prayer and through the study of God's Word. So we invite you to come and study God's Word with us today in the Sunday school hour at 10 o'clock, where there's a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11. Our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. We emphasize the Bible. We teach the Word of God. We preach the gospel of redeeming grace. Our motto in the Sunday school is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. We trust that you would come and visit with us today here at Worth Baptist Church. Remember, our location is 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. By the way, we're looking forward to the beginning of our construction of the new church in the early days of September. We ask you to join with us in prayer in this tremendous endeavor. In the meanwhile, if you're looking for a church that teaches the Word of God, where the gospel is preached, where there is a friendly and spiritual atmosphere in which to worship Christ, we invite you to visit Worth Baptist Church today. and we would be happy to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Write today. Let us know that you receive this broadcast. And why don't you just call someone on the phone today, tell them that Worth Baptist Hour is on the air. Invite them to join with you in listening to the gospel of redeeming grace. Remember, we'll look forward to seeing you today in the services of Worth Baptist Church, located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Christ, Our Exceeding Great Reward. I shall read from the book of Genesis, chapter 15, at verse 1. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for Thy timeless and eternal and inspired and infallible Word. We thank Thee that Thou hast not left us in the darkness, but that Thou hast given us the light and lamp of prophecy. Thou hast given us the truth. Thou knowest all things, and Thou hast written in Thy Word the instructions for our lives day by day. Now I pray that Thou wouldst bless America. Bless, we pray, in the deliberations that we face as Americans as we come toward November and our election day. We pray in the meanwhile that Thou wouldst bless our president and our congressmen. Bless our governors and our mayors. Bless all who have offices in our land and in our government. And may they recognize that only as they turn toward Thee can America have peace and prosperity that are lasting. So bless this nation and bless our city. We claim it for Christ. We pray that Thou wouldst send revival to America and work the work of revival in our hearts even today. And then, Heavenly Father, Thou knowest how badly our country needs rain. And I pray that Thou wouldst open the heavens and send the rains upon us in accord with Thy will. Now, Father, bless everyone who listens to this broadcast. In particular, we would ask for our shut-in friends and those who are sick and our aging friends in the rest homes. Dear Lord, be good to them especially and give them many days and good health. Now, Lord, bless the reading of Thy Word and the preaching of the gospel is our prayer. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, and with thanksgiving, amen. And now, in the book of Genesis, chapter 15, at verse 1, we read these words. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, for I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. These words came to Abraham at a most trying time in his life. I would say to you, in the darkest, deepest, most difficult hour of your life, God comes to you in the presence and person of the Holy Spirit and reminds you of this wonderful and undeniable truth. God is saying to you today, I am your exceeding great reward. Now, it was Jesus Christ in his pre-existent form who spoke to Abraham that day. The theophany, Christ, in His form before He came to the earth. He, the Word, the Logos, the very essence of God, spoke to Abraham and brought encouragement into his life. Let me ask you today, do you need encouragement? Are there problems and difficulties and trials and heartaches and troubles that overwhelm your soul? Then, my friend, let me say to you, God is able to do for you what no one else can do in this hour. The doctor can't do it. The lawyer can't do it. Your banker can't do it. Your family can't do it. But God can. Are you willing to trust Him? Are you willing to believe the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you believe Him? Do you believe the Bible? Are you willing to trust God and take Him at His word? Then, my friend, God will help you right now by your radio wherever you are. Perhaps you're driving down the highway, or maybe in a motel, or maybe in your place of business, or your home, or the hospital, or a rest home. Wherever you are in this hour, God will take care of you. God will meet your needs. God will encourage you, as He did Abraham a long time ago. Now Jesus said in John chapter 8 at verse 56, Abraham saw my day and was glad. I believe Abraham saw the day of Christ when he was called out of the Ur of the Chaldees. I believe he saw it when God made a covenant with him, a covenant in which he promised two things, basically. Number one, that he would preserve his seed until the Messiah came out of his loins. And number two, that he would give him and his seed the land for an everlasting possession. Now God is working in the life of every born-again believer. But at the same time, He's working in the affairs of nations. He's bringing Israel to their own land of promise, their possession land, if you please, that God promised to Abraham as an everlasting possession. Abraham saw the day of Christ when God made that covenant with him. Then I believe that Abraham saw the day of Christ when he built an altar at Bethel and worshipped Almighty God. I believe he saw it when he returned from the slaughter of the kings, when he met Melchizedek and paid tithes to the king of Salem, the high priest of God. I believe Abraham saw that day of Jesus Christ when he offered Isaac on Mount Moriah, when he would have offered in burnt sacrifice his own son. Abraham saw the day of Christ, and Jesus said that Abraham was glad when he saw it. My friend, your heart can be made glad today. However sad, however perplexed, however bothered, whatever problems and difficulties and trials and persecutions beset you this day, you can be made glad as you trust Jesus Christ. Now listen to what God said to Abraham. I am thy exceeding great reward. Now, God did not say, and this is just as important as what God said, God did not say, Abraham, I am going to give you a reward. No. God did not say, Abraham, I'm going to give you a great reward. No. God did not say, I am going to give you an exceeding great reward. No. God said to Abraham, I am thy exceeding great reward. Not I'm going to give you a reward, but I am your reward. And God is saying the same thing to us today, because Jesus Christ is our exceeding great reward. Now, because Jesus Christ is alive, and because He's at the right hand of God, and because He is our exceeding great reward, we have everything. Now, let me get you to fix this in your mind, my friend. If you are a born-again believer, if you are a Christian, if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, there are two fundamental, basic truths that you need to get registered and permanently fixed in your mind. What are they? Listen, number one, you are one with Him who is everything. Therefore, you are everything. Number two, you are one with Him who has everything. Therefore, you have everything. Now, my friend, if you will remember those two truths, you will be able to defeat the devil, gain the victory, live a victorious, triumphant, overcoming, productive life. If you don't have those two truths, your life is defeated. Let me repeat them. First, you are one with Him who is everything. Therefore, you are everything. And number two, you are one with Him who has everything. Therefore, you have everything. Now, you might be saying to me, well, I'd like to have some scriptural proof on that. If I have everything, how can I know it from the Word of God? Well, I'm going to read it to you. Get your pencil, make a note of it. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 21, 22, and 23. I repeat, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 21, 22, and 23. Listen to these words. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours. And ye are Christ, and Christ is God's. Isn't that a remarkable thing? Paul is saying here that you have everything. All things are yours in Christ Jesus. Christ belongs to God. You belong to Christ. That means everything that God has is yours today. It's yours for the asking. Now let's observe three things in connection with Jesus Christ being your exceeding great reward. Number one, when you have Christ as your exceeding great reward, you have help for today. In Psalm 46, the psalmist said, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. Are you in a time of trouble? Are you suffering anguish of soul and heart and body and spirit? Do you have difficulties and trials and burdens that you don't know how to handle? Listen to me. I give you the word of God. Jesus Christ is your exceeding great reward, and he is a very present help in the time of trouble. Now, you don't have anything today that you need but what God can supply. In fact, the only need, now get this, the only need God cannot supply in your life is the need that you do not have. Did you get that? There is nothing in your life but what God is able to meet it. I repeat, because Jesus Christ is your exceeding great reward, you have help for today. And my friend, today is the day of salvation. This is God's day. You need to trust Him in this hour. You need to pray in this hour. You need to believe what God said today, because today God offers you help through Jesus Christ, your exceeding great reward. Now, in the second place, when you have Jesus Christ as your exceeding great reward, you have hope for tomorrow. Paul tells us in Romans 5 that hope is the keynote. Listen to what Paul says. In the book of Romans, chapter 5, at verse 3, and I shall read through verse number 5. Paul says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. My friend, there is hope, and hope never disappoints. Hope never deludes. Hope never shames us. John said in his first epistle, chapter 3, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Now are we the children of God. Beloved, it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is, and every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. My friend, let me say this to you. There is hope in the darkest hour of your life. There's only one hope. That hope is not in Washington or Wall Street or New York or Kansas City or the Democrats or the Republicans or the Independents. That hope is not in the military stockpile. That hope is not in science or technology. That hope is in Jesus Christ. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Our hope is in Jesus Christ alone. Then in the third place, because you have Jesus Christ as your exceeding great reward, not only do you have help for today and hope for tomorrow, but you have heaven for eternity. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain unto the coming of Christ shall not precede them that are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. This, my friend, is heaven for eternity. Heaven is yours through Jesus Christ, our Lord. As we leave the broadcast today, we want to remind you once again that it would be our joy to have you come and visit Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Our Sunday school at 10 o'clock, our morning worship hour at 11, and our evening worship hour at 7. So, until we greet you in one of these services, or by radio next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well, and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.